This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, now back into our mode on the Tuesday, March 27th, the TJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The trending items, Jennifer, include, yes, but are not limited to, the following.
Okay. Linda Brown, Paul Ryan, and Sean Penn walk into a bar.
Linda doesn't make it out alive.
Right. All right, let's start off at the top with a little political scuttlebutt. There's a rumor being spread, and this is one that came up maybe about 2 months ago, that said Paul Ryan wasn't going to run for re-election, that he didn't have any interest in continuing to serve in his position as Speaker of the House and as representative from Wisconsin. Well, that rumor has come back again. Rumor is that Paul Ryan may resign as the U.S. House Speaker. Steve Scalise, who's now the House Whip and, of course, a victim of that shooting just less than a year ago, will replace him, according to rumors that are being set out by Nevada's 2nd House District Representative Mark Amodal from Carson City. So could it be? Could it
Why would he have
Paul
an insider
out?
An inside there? Why would that rep have?
Because he's running for office and he wants attention on the campaign. Ah, no, what's your problem?
Yes. Well, I always thought that Paul Ryan was going to set himself up to run for president.
Paul Ryan has always been a reluctant hero, and he didn't want to run for vice president, and he did, and then he didn't want the Speaker of the House, and then he did.
Because
so
I think he likes to be begged. He's one of those
who
guys.
Who doesn't? Well, I mean, I can't blame him for that. Beg me, and I'll put you at an advantage, that's for sure.
Okay, so here's my take on it. Paul Ryan is an attractive, intelligent, mid-40s guy who some really aggressive company that needs connections in Washington will hire to run.
Yeah, because people like him, typically.
He's very likable.
He's a lobbyist, you mean?
He's very smart. No, run a major company.
Yeah. That's what's his background?
He's a financial guy. He's a real wonk. And he doesn't like the glad handing. He's kind of like Trey Gowdy in that respect. Trey Gowdy's not running for re-election.
Doesn't like running for money.
He doesn't like running every 2 years. He likes to do the policy stuff and the wonk stuff. And really, the lifelong dream of Paul Ryan was to pass tax reform, which he did. So that was kind of his big accomplishment. It would still surprise me if he steps down, but it could happen. You never know.
He's not. There are a lot of people who don't look into, with insightful reasoning, the background of people or what makes them tick. And so you've just said a lot there, Jennifer. Ryan is, in my estimation, reading him, he is well-intentioned, he is well-informed, he is well-educated, he's motivated to not do what many of the others have. And that, in a way, was the reason that he moved up. He understands how the system works and has been able to use it to ply his own trade, but is he like every other politician in Washington? I don't think so.
I actually do think he's exactly like every other politician. Yeah. He's just better at hiding it, and I think he's better at acting like he's not.
I would just respectfully disagree. I feel like I'm pretty good at reading people too, and so that's interesting because I think you are too, Victoria. I feel like he's really the humble guy that he presents himself to be. I think that he is. He's someone, and I can almost recognize it because it's something that I feel like I have, where I wouldn't necessarily want to be Speaker of the House, but if enough people were like, you really have to do this, you're the only one, I would almost feel obligated to do it. And I think that maybe is a similar characteristic that I recognize in Paul Ryan. But I
find you to be so much better as a human being than Paul Ryan. I think Paul Ryan, I have always thought of him as smarmy. That's the number one word that has always popped into my mind whenever I see him.
Here's where the referee comes in. You're both colored by your own beliefs.
You're both
have prejudices.
By your own beliefs.
I am, but in this circumstance, my beliefs are better than you. like 1984, all pigs are created equal, but some are more equal than others. I don't. I think you both are, and I may be too. I think maybe we all are, and that's part of the problem. We're so colored by the way political, and maybe this was always the case. If we look back at our own history or politics in general, it's just that we didn't know it because we didn't have the kind of coverage and exposure to information that we do now.
I've got to be honest. I'm going to disagree with you, too, because I know it's easy to say, oh, she's just pulling for him because she's on his team. But truly,
I'm not saying that about you.
I think I complain about Paul Ryan because I think sometimes he doesn't have enough backbone. This budget that he gave to Trump was ridiculous. I think, you know, he's definitely more establishment than my type of politician, but I do think that he's good intentioned. I think that he's good intentioned.
I think he also is disgusted by Trump. I think that there's such a disconnect between the two of them, their lifestyles, their values.
Maybe. There used to be, but I think without Trump, he would have never passed tax reform, well, and I think vice versa. Yeah. Without Paul Ryan, Trump would have never done it. So
Jimmy Carter said something yesterday that I thought was interesting. Speaking of moral standards and judgment, Jimmy Carter was asked in an interview that he was doing for some, he was at some event, and he's 93 years old, but he's still very much with it. Fabulous human being, horrible president, but a fabulous guy. And so he was asked about Trump, and the most negative I ever heard Jimmy Carter speak about in terms of a human being was Bill Clinton. He doesn't like Bill Clinton's lifestyle, or he didn't anyway. They've sort of buried the hatchet a little bit now. But in terms of Trump, he says, now listen, leave him alone. The Constitution works. If, in fact, he makes it through the 4 years, he may not make it again, but for all the people that are trying so hard to get him out of office, the checks and balances in our system work. And if he does something wrong and it's really horrendous, then he'll be removed. And if he isn't, let him alone and do his own thing and answer for what his deeds are at the voting box.
That's not the quote I thought you were going to mention. Because what was trending yesterday was when he was talking about the new what's the guy's name? I'm blanking.
Bolton.
Yeah. Bolton. Oh, Jimmy Carter was I was surprised at how adamant Jimmy Carter was saying that that's the worst pick that Trump has ever made. It's the worst decision he's ever made.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Where
I
thought you were going to go, because that was a trending comment where people were surprised.
Says the guy who let the Ayatollahs take over Iran. Do not put all of your foreign policy stock into the thoughts of Jimmy Carter. Look, I think he's a nice guy.
No, but that was bad judgment, Jennifer.
Don't think so at all. I think if I were Trump, I would have picked him for Secretary of State a year ago, but he probably wouldn't have gone through the confirmation process.
Bolton?
Absolutely. I'm a fan.
He's a horror show.
But the thing that I don't understand about Bolton is that that people always were all against Hillary, saying she was such a war hawk, and this guy is like self-proclaimed war hawk. And I don't understand
but Trump is,
that
the
hypocrisy.
Is that Trump is not, and that Trump, and actually that's why I would have chosen Hillary over Bernie, because she is more tough on security. I want someone who's a hawk, so I don't know if that's necessarily hypocrisy at play. I think that that's consistency, at least on my part. I can't speak for every other talking head out there, but.
You heard those comments, though, right? That everybody, Hillary the war hawk. That was like one of the huge things that any of my Republican friends, they had a lot of reasons to dislike Hillary, but that was always one at the top of the list.
Typically a Republican position. I think what Trump has never been a war hawk. And Trump said to John Bolton, he's like, we're not getting into any wars. But if anybody knows where all the bodies are buried in Washington, D.C., and if anybody knows how things are done through the back door with these deals with Iran and North Korea, it's John Bolton. He's been there. He was there during Reagan. He was there during George W. Bush. He's been there. This is the person you want on your team when you're going into North Korea.
But what happened? He was never confirmed by the Senate when he was working for Bush. He was only there for a year in that position. They wouldn't confirm
him. He was an ambassador to the UN under George W. Bush.
Right. So what happened that no one wanted to confirm him? There must be some dirt on him.
It was during a recess. It was a recess confirmation. I can't remember exactly what the circumstances were. The only thing that somewhat like Tim Kaine, who is just, I don't know, he's out to lunch most of the time, but Senator Tim Kaine was on the Sunday shows this last week, and he said, well, I don't even know if he's going to get confirmed, because he did a speech in Russia. And look, there's a lot of people, you can ask Hillary and Bill Clinton about this.
That's not the reason not to like the guy.
Right,
that's
who
not,
take money to do speeches
it.
Around the world. So I don't think there's going to be any reason why, and he doesn't even need to be confirmed, but his security clearance is what he said was a question. So. Mm. I don't know. I think
you and I, when you and I'll have breakfast later on, and I will. I don't
we'll
even
throw
wanna,
some hash browns.
I just don't even like talking about this stuff because it gets us to a point of what is there that you have your point of view based on your feelings and the strength of your feelings, and I do, and you and I don't disagree a lot on things, and we won't get disagreeable. But I think this guy has got jelly beans for brains.
Look, how boring would it be if we agreed about it?
Oh,
it's
very horrible.
Kind of appropriate.
Yeah, what, jelly beans for brains?
Yeah, it's Easter. Now it's season for jelly beans.
I love a good jelly bean. All right, also trending today, outside. Yes. Well, I guess this is actually still in the political realm. Linda Brown is trending today. She died yesterday. A young girl who's the subject of the landmark Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court case. She died on Monday at 76 at the Topeka, Kansas. Brown's sister confirmed the death to the Topeka Capital Journal. They didn't give a lot of information about the details surrounding the death, but she was at the center of the 1954 Supreme Court ruling that deemed school segregation was unconstitutional. So kind of a historic figure passing away on Monday. And then finally today in the trending items, Sean Penn. And boy, oh boy, did he give Stephen Colbert quite the show last night. He made a memorable late night appearance when he smoked not one, but two cigarettes during his late show with Stephen Colbert. During the interview, he admitted to Stephen Colbert that he had took a sedative. He took an Ambien before the show. He said, "I'm doing well. You've inherited a little of the Ambien I had to take to get to sleep after a red eye last night." According to all of these entertainment reports, who are saying he was acting a little weird, a little blurry-eyed, and of course, then there was the smoking.
Can't imagine.
And of course, social media loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, he's not exactly pure as the driven snow.
You
his
think?
Reputation as a bad boy and his going over the top with some of the women he's hung around with and his life in general. But it's
does it
very
make
unusual
question Robin
anymore.
Wright, who seems so together, and then you go, wow.
Well, she got rid of him a couple times. Actually, you know, it makes me, I always wondered what went down with him and Charlize Theron, because they were engaged, and then she ghosted him, and he kind of was even public about that she just dumped him one day, and that was the end of it. I wonder what went down there. He's just a weirdo. The only one who really wants him back is Madonna, but he's not
and
interested.
And El Chapo.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to look at who's on your roster, and it's Madonna and El Chapo. I don't know.
And he and Colbert make
who would you rather?
Idea.
That's the ultimate. Right.
Talk about a guy with jelly beans for brains.
I might take my chances with the El Chapo.
It's 18 after the hour. Here's something you don't have to take chances with, and that's your future, your career. Where are you going? Where's the next big job? Where's your opportunity? Find out quickly. Post your resume on any one of the leading job boards, and there are hundreds of them on the World Wide Web, put your resume up there and then wait. In 24 hours, I bet you're going to get a call because ZipRecruiter will find you to match you with a business that needs your skills. So there's a two-sided sword to this, two-edged sword. ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work to find you and match you with the job of your dreams and the company of your dreams. Fabulous matches. That's what they do at ZipRecruiter. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them for you. That's what you pay them for. But the great thing is you don't have to pay them. You get started free by using the code DJV when you go to ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. To use ZipRecruiter to find the new job and for job hunters to find you. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it today, free. Help yourself, help your company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains becomes the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You don't recognize this voice. We're here to tell you all about it. DJ V Show time is 23 past the hour. Victoria and Kara and Doug with Paris Hilton. Do you remember she had a song?
Oh, yeah.
It was a modest hit, was it not? Or she had a couple of them that were modest hits?
She had a few. She had one album. I forget what the album was called from this. This song, Stars Are Blind, was on it. And this was actually like kind of a hit.
Well, she's in the news because she's lost a $2 million ring. She was wearing this 20-carat engagement ring from Chris, who is this guy?
Zilka? He's an actor. He's on that show, The Leftovers, with Justin Theroux on HBO. I think you recently saw that.
Oh, which one is he?
He's the blonde guy. He's kind of goofy looking.
All right, okay. Yeah, I have watched that show. You're right. Anyway, she was with some friends at a nightclub in Miami. Her ring came loose, slipped off of her finger. Gonzo. And her boyfriend was on hand to help the security team trying to find his bride-to-be's ring. There were 7,000 people in this building is an acre. So you lose a ring in a building that's that big.
Yeah.
And has that many people in it. Miss Hilton was in tears, reportedly. Her ring was found in an ice bucket a couple of tables away from her area.
Could you imagine going to refill your drink? You dig into the ice bucket and you pull out a giant ring.
Man, what a score.
Ring.
Why has that ever happened to me?
But the other question is, I have jewelry, and I have my wedding band, my diamond wedding band, but how much of a spaz are you when you're dancing that you literally dance off a $2 million ring, and you don't even know where it went, and you don't know that it's missing for a while?
And who's nuts enough to buy a $2 million ring for anybody?
Well, then there's that, and it's ugly, too. It's really actually ugly.
What a waste.
But then it lands in an ice bucket? So weird.
25. Looks just like the rest of the ice. 25 past the hour. A couple of Irish singers in the news today. Van the Man has divorced the lady he's been married to for quite a long time. She was Miss Ireland in 1980. Last week, he was granted a divorce from Michelle Rocca. And she says, at my age, quote, I found it to be hugely wearying, a protracted experience, and I'm relieved that it's finally over. He's 72 years old. He thanked his family and friends for providing respite from him over the past 8 years. Apparently, he's been going on and 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 on. She had the planning. Well, this is, I don't want to dig too deeply into the weeds here. Van Morrison is a very iconic character, but he is a very strange dude. Mm-hmm. And so he's not easy. I can't imagine he's easy to live with. They have two children. But he's so fabulously talented. But like a lot of talented people, he's very quirky. And this woman was half his age, I believe, when she married him. So there you go. Also, Irish singer Sinead O'Connor is coming back to the United States, first time in 4 years. She's now going by the name of Magda David. Is that her real name? What's her real... Where did that come from?
No, her real name is Sinead O'Connor, so this is the name she's chosen.
For what, reason?
Well, the long and the short of it is she went on Dr. Phil last September, and that was to talk about her mental illness. She's bipolar. She's been suicidal. And she changed her name because she said Sinead O'Connor is gone. That person doesn't exist anymore. She wanted to distance herself from her childhood physical and sexual abuse.
So wait a minute.
So that's why
straight.
She doesn't want that name anymore.
She talked to Dr. Phil about what?
About being bipolar, her childhood physical and sexual abuse, all those issues that have driven her to... Mm-hmm. the brink of suicide at times.
I find Phil to be a very interesting character when it comes to giving advice. If you knew his background, you wouldn't think his advice is worth much. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, at a press conference in Detroit at the Ford headquarters, Ford told the press their new cars will be able to interact with their environment. Key vehicle software will be updated over the air, and not just software for their Sync 3 system. 3D printing will play a very important part of Ford's future using lots of robots, and Ford is investing $4 billion in cost savings. Ford is developing new partnerships in China with electric vehicles and new partners in India. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
One in easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
And a half after the hour, Tuesday, the 27th of March, we'll move now from talking about our anatomy, that is Doug, Victoria, and Kara, into the real focal point as we start this half hour of conversation. And the focal point is the United States of America versus you. There is a new announcement that came out late yesterday that the census next time around in 2020 will be asking you whether you are a legal U.S. citizen or not. I don't know. Okay.
Who's going to say no?
Right. This is so creepy. This is like a lot of other stuff. This is more of, well, the government needs to know. No, the government doesn't need to know. Whether it's this question, they're trying to enforce the Voting Rights Act, which is okay. I'm all right with that. But I'm not all right with these people. This goes back to Eric Holder and a lot of the stuff, the stunts that he pulled when they were doing the 2010 census, and now some of the same people. We have not drained the swamp in many areas, and the Census Department, the Commerce Department, is one of those places that hasn't been a focal point. We already get data about citizenship from American community surveys, which are done if you are on some sort of government, is it government-approved, government's sustenance. What, 47% of us are taking some sort of government assistance. So you got to, and I don't even know that this is legal, but what I do know, I'm talking about the information they get from you if you are on some sort of government program, but I do know that asking whether this question, I want to know if you're legal or not myself, but as Victoria just said, it's ridiculous. You think somebody's going to admit without any proof? The question doesn't require proof. It just says, hey, are you a U.S. citizen or not? Huh? What, are you crazy? Somebody's going to say,
right, who's
no,
gonna
I'm
say
sorry,
no?
I just came here illegally from Saudi Arabia. No, it's nonsense. It's just another one of those nosy, stupid questions that are part of the census survey. I was just saying to Karen Victoria before we came back on that a fellow came. It's actually happened more than once to me, but the one that was most interesting, I remember a day when I think my kids were there, my father was there. It was the 2000 census, and I'd filled out the card. There's a card you fill out with your name and address, and that's all, and what you do for a living, I think. I don't even remember if that was part of it. But,
when you look at old census, but when you look at the photocopies of them or however they've put them now on Ancestry.com, you know, when you can go and look at the different census.
Yep, yep.
It's when you think about it, and our whole generation, I feel like my whole generation has an interest in the DNA ancestry and things like that, which is great. I grew up
I
in a family
mine.
That's
I
very big on
with the
ancestry.
Kids yesterday,
yeah, and I think that's all really cool. But the problem is that by alienating so many people from wanting to participate in the census, when you think about their grandchildren someday wanting to find out about their ancestors, and it's just going to be a blank, an empty trail.
Yeah.
And I think that it's doing more harm than good in so many ways, but it just seems like it's a stupid waste of time to even try to add an immigration question or a legal status question to it.
Much of what is asked in the census is voluntary, and the reason is because they've tried to make it mandatory, and the ACLU takes them to court every time they try one of those stunts, and they always lose. So they can only legally get from you, all they're entitled to is your basic name, rank, and serial number. Who you are, where you live, what your sex is, and that's it. That's all they're entitled to.
Can they ask how many, because on the old censuses that I've seen, Sensei or whatever it is, it lists how many people live in the household.
Yeah.
As well. So
they can ask
that. There's one mother, one father, how many children?
You don't have to answer
that
because that's invasive, according to the ACLU, but you can answer it if you can answer any of the questions you want to. I choose not to. That's none of their damn business. Some guy came to my farm. I'll never forget this. He was in a white government van and he drove down the driveway.
Ominous.
Oh, yeah. But he gets out of the van and he's looking around for me. I don't know why the kids were there. I don't remember. I remember it was like in the spring, my father was planting the garden. And so this guy gets out of the van and he comes over to me and says, are you Mr. Stefan? And I said, depends. There's Mr. Stefan over there and I'm Mr. Stefan. Which do you want? And then he said, I want Dudley. Okay, I'm Dudley. What is it I can do for you? Well, I'm from the government. I have lots of questions for you.
Oh,
I said,
boy.
Really? Yeah.
Man, I guess he doesn't listen to the DJV show. Yeah, otherwise, he would have known not to start with that.
So he says, he gets out his clipboard and he's got these pages of stuff. Well, you have a farm and we'd like to know some more information. You didn't fill out all of the census form. And I looked at him and I said, that's correct. I did not. And he said, well, we need to know this, that, and the other thing. I said, no, you don't. And he looked at me and he said, well, yeah, the government needs to know. And I said, no, the government doesn't need to know. So he went through, he tried to keep asking me questions, and I looked at him, and I didn't answer any of the questions, and I said, you don't have the right nor the legal ability to force me to answer those questions, and I am not going to answer those questions. So he kept at it. He was there for almost a half an hour.
Oh, they're persistent.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to break me down so that I would answer his questions, and I said, the government doesn't need to know, nor does it have a right to know the questions that you're asking me, the answers to the questions that I am not going to give you. So you can continue to ask me the questions, and I will continue to tell you that I am not going to answer them. And so we can do this. I have work to do, and I'm betting you could go to somebody else and visit with someone else who would probably be silly enough to answer some of your questions. Why don't you do that? Because I'm not answering any of your questions. And I was respectful to him, but he knew he wasn't going to get anything out of me. And so he walked away talking to himself, and got into his van and drove away. But that's, you know, you just, maybe I'm the extreme. But you fall for this stuff because you think it's the government and they have a right to know. They don't have a right to know.
A lot of people do feel that way.
Of course they do.
They get very intimidated, yeah.
Yeah. Guy comes
now, this
down
is
the
bringing
driveway?
Up, I have to wonder, I guess it was a little over a year ago, there was a census person who knocked on our door, and Lewis, my husband, answered the door, and he, I noticed he was in the hallway for a long time, and I went out there, and I was like, what's going on? And it was the woman, she showed her badge from the Census Bureau or whatever. So I said, all right, good luck with that one, honey. So I let him answer all the questions. But then they kept calling. He had like five different follow-up phone calls that he had to do with this woman. And I kept saying, I said, what other questions are they asking you? There's nothing else here. We weren't even married yet. And I said, there's nothing else that they could get from us. I don't get it. So now I'm curious. I'm gonna have to investigate more now and figure out what exactly he was asked. Because I don't know with him. He's very naive.
Yeah, well, he's sweet. He's a sweet guy.
He's not like me. He's nice.
No, well, you're not nice. But in order to survive with you, you have to be flexible. And I think that that's what he is. He's pretty flexible. And so, you know, that's how it works. And that's fine. There was no, this guy also wanted to know if I was with a woman.
What?
Yeah, I mean, he asked the question like that. Is there a woman of the house? And it was sort of to answer the question, you know, who lives in the house and male and female and stuff like that. And I did give him, I don't remember whether they gave me information about the kids or not, because the kids were still sort of, well, Megan was finished with school and I think she'd started work. I don't remember, but what I remember is me saying no to all of his questions, but I'm trying to remember, he did, one of the things that set me off was he asked me whether there was a woman in the house.
Yeah.
And I could have said, yeah, there's a woman in the house. There's my daughter and there's my girlfriend. And, you know, but they have no business asking that stuff.
Maybe he was interested. Maybe he wanted to know if that's why there was a woman around.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, it is odd that it is written in the Constitution. So there is,
census?
Yeah. So I would love to see what it actually says in the Constitution. Because that's something that no one looks up, you know? No one really investigates that. But now that this is a big topic again with the 2020 census, we should definitely dig that up. Maybe Jen already knows off the top of her head. She seems to know these things. But,
she does, right. She does a lot of that work. That's
right. Yeah. So maybe we should figure out exactly what the wording is in the Constitution of what it.
Well, I'm
what
sure
you're
if he had
gather every 10
the
years.
Right, if he could mandate me answering those questions, he would have pulled out something that says you must answer this question, and he didn't, because I know that all they have a right to is name, rank, and serial number. Basically, as I said, your name, I live at this address, I'm a man. That's it. See you later. That's all they have. That's all they can legally ask you.
But well, the state of California, unsurprisingly, the state of California has already sued for this new census question, saying that they asked the U.S. District Court in Northern California to issue a preliminary injunction to saying that it violates the Constitution by, what did they say, interfering with the obligation to conduct a full count of the U.S. population. So,
well, it's, you know, I've got no use for Brown or the government of California or the way they run things. But that'll slow down. There will be all kinds of challenges like that, as well there should be.
Yeah.
It's like the voting rights thing. The way that that's being handled is ridiculous. It really is. And it's states like California that screw it up for everybody. On the other side of requirements, I'm one who doesn't believe in much required information, but I want to know that the people who are voting for whatever office are legally entitled to vote for this office or these people or this issue, whatever the referendum question is. And unfortunately, in many of the states in the country, including the two that I spend most of my time in, you don't have to prove that you're a citizen. So you can go, you can do what I did. I've told you the story, what I did. Well, on one, in an election, I don't know, maybe 12 years ago, or I don't know, it was when I was working in Florida. It may have been 1990. It may have been back that far. I voted absentee in Florida. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts, got on a plane, went to California, and voted in California. I voted three times. Nobody caught, nobody, well, and it was more to prove a point than anything else. I wanted to see if I could get away with it. What are they going to do with me? Put me in jail? Nah. But the point is that you don't have to prove. I could have used somebody else's name in either Massachusetts or Connecticut. They wouldn't have known because you don't have to prove who you are. You just walk in and give them a name. That's
but
how stupid the system is.
But if your name's not in the book, though, then
well, so I know who's died up and down my street, and they don't have that information that quickly. So the guy who lives next door to me died 4 months ago. They haven't taken that off of the book.
Yeah,
they're
that's
going
true.
To say, hey,
yeah.
Fred Smith, I'm here.
Yeah,
and I'm not
true.
Fred Smith, but Fred died, and I can vote in his name, and nobody's going to be the wiser. Nobody's going to know. It's
that is true on a personal, yeah, like if you really are that in tune with your neighbors and things like that, sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, part of the problem with this, all the voting stuff that keeps coming up in all these different elections, there is no constitutional right to vote, and that's a big problem. That's one of the biggest oversights that our forefathers had, that they never made a constitutional, there is no constitutional right to vote. There are amendments that have addressed certain things later on, but that would have been very helpful in a lot of court cases that we've gone throughout hundreds of years.
Here's what goes on in Boston. Doesn't still go on, I don't think too much. Still goes on in Chicago. My father was an orphan. Grew up on the streets of South Boston, and he was participant in lots of activities, sports activities with his pals. And the ward bosses knew who all the kids were that were in jeopardy, shall we say, who were...
Were they in a group
flexible,
home?
Flexible. Yeah, they all were, they lived and played in a group, well, it was Knights of Columbus Hall. That's actually where it was. So... my father and there was a group of 10. They were basketball players. They played baseball. They did all kinds of stuff. So the ward bosses would come to them every election. They'd give them each $10 with 10 names. And these 10 guys would get $100, take 10 names and go to the various wards, 10 wards in Boston and vote in the names of the guys whose name were on the list that were dead. So you follow what I'm telling you?
Oh, yeah.
They knew who died, and they wanted to have votes for Marty Walsh or whoever it was. So they gave my father and his buddies $10 apiece for these 10 ward visits, and you vote in this person's name. So you walk into the ward, and you say, I'm Fred Smith. Fred's been dead for 6 months, and the ward bosses know who's dead and who isn't. So you vote in his name, and that's how these guys get elected.
Doesn't that sound very, like, Joe Kennedy-esque?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's how the Kennedys won in Chicago.
Right.
That's why Nixon wasn't president in 1960, because that's exactly what old man Kennedy did to stuff the ballot boxes in Chicago in 1960. That's how Kennedy won. And Nixon knew it. And so did everybody else. But Nixon never challenged it because he thought it would be bad for the country. But Joe Kennedy, there's a new movie out on Chappaquiddick. It's coming out in the spring. And it really lays the whole story bare, including what old man Kennedy was like. Bruce Dern plays old man Kennedy in the movie. He was a bad guy. And it pretty much lays open their whole scam. It's 11 before the hour here on the DJV show.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Chucker Buttons versus music. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the theme from Jaws. John Williams and the Jaws Orchestra. When they get to the point, they do it.
They already got to the point.
What, the jungle?
Yeah, before you even
went. Jungle. All right, so here's the theme from Jaws. Chucker, what do we have? What's going on? It's time for a new remake of Jaws anyway, isn't it?
No, I don't want to see it. I don't think you'll ever remake. They sequelized it a few times, but I don't think you'll ever see a direct remake of the original 75 film, which was just, you know, Jaws was the first film ever to gross $100 million of any movie released in the summer season. That's why it is labeled as the first summer blockbuster.
All right.
But anyway, Spielberg, who directed that film, has a new movie coming out tomorrow night, Ready Player One. And during an interview, I thought it was really interesting. He talked about the concept of Netflix came up, and he said that movies that are made directly for Netflix, by Netflix, should not qualify for Oscar consideration. And it's interesting because so much major talent is now working for Netflix. Amy Poehler is going to direct a movie which stars her, Tina Fey, Maya Rudolph. It's titled Wine Country, which is a road comedy that's going to go into production soon. But there's another massive movie being made for Netflix by Martin Scorsese, a $120 million gangster movie titled The Irishman, starring Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci. And if this movie is great, like, say, a Goodfellas that Scorsese directed, now, should that movie be considered for Oscar consideration if it only plays on Netflix and not in movie theaters? I'm going to agree with Spielberg. I'm going to agree with Spielberg and say it should not. And actually, the Cannes Film Festival, which is a prestigious film festival that's done yearly, will not allow Netflix movies to be screened at Cannes because they're not being released theatrically, which I think is an interesting state.
Amazon is making movies, but they're being released theatrically. So
Correct.
There's a difference in that competitive environment, right?
Correct. Amazon is heavily involved in the production and financing of smaller independent movies for the most part, but they're released in a lot of art house theaters and then will play on Amazon Prime, where Netflix is making original content for Netflix only and do not want their product released in movie theaters.
Is that a mistake? Because you're going to lose a certain amount of the audience no matter what, because people are not, I'm not going to watch. I may see some stuff on Netflix, mostly shows that I want to binge on, but I'm not going to Netflix to watch movies, even though there may be some good movies there.
A lot of people,
yeah, I get that. But why limit yourself? Why not put them into a movie house and then play them on Netflix? They have other movies that are playing on Netflix that have been in the movie houses.
Yeah, but people get rid of them. Netflix dumps those old movies because no one watches them on Netflix anymore. And I think it's an age thing where the audience for Netflix watching movies and original Netflix shows, they're not the same audience that want to go to a theater. I'm that audience. I don't want to go to a theater.
Will Smith did a sci-fi action movie called Bright a few months ago that was made and aired only on Netflix. I watched it. I thought it was a decent watch, but they obviously paid a lot of money. The production budget was well over $100 million. Will Smith got his massive paycheck, but I guess Netflix wants to hold its ground where if they make original content, they only want their own viewers to watch it on their streaming service, and they're just not going to release this stuff theatrically first.
All right, I noticed the Spice Girls are going to be involved, or there's an animated film about the Spice Girls.
I should know this?
Well,
tell us about it, because I don't know. Or do I care?
I care. Yeah. All right, so, Victoria, explain this stuff to Chuck, will you please?
Yes. Well, the Spice Girls are doing an animated movie. They're going to voice the characters where each girl is going to have a special girl power. And this is actually when the rumors sparked a couple months ago that they were going to go on tour again because they had a meeting together and they posted pictures together. This is actually the project that they were talking about. It wasn't an actual music tour. So this is going to be the next big thing for them. And I don't know if it'll be an animated series or if it'll just be a movie, but it seems like this is the next big way for the Spice Girls to merchandise everything.
Right. So I just sent my daughter, 12-year-old daughter, a text on that. She says, let's watch the zombie show. So she's not interested.
Chuck Curry, our movie man. Movie moments, 10. Wait a minute. How about we make it 59 past?
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.